This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Much of what we see, read, or listen to in digital form was copied from some pre-existing medium that we retroactively defined as analog. But there is an ever-increasing volume of digital stuff out there, websites with images and sound, for example, that had no pre-digital life. And that stuff poses a problem to archivists. Who's saving it for future researchers? Who's deciding what ought to be saved? But with such questions in mind, the Library of Congress has awarded 8 grants, totaling nearly $15 million, to identify, preserve, and collect material that was, to use the library's phrase, born digital. Associate Librarian Laura Campbell is spearheading this project, which is formally called the National Digital Information Infrastructure and Preservation Program. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Generally speaking, what's out there that was born digital and needs archiving?
Well, when we started this effort in December of 2000, there were more than 4 billion web pages at that time. The average life of a web page was roughly 44 days. And a recent study predicts that by the year 2007, you will not even be able to estimate the amount of born digital content available, not just online, but material that is only exists in digital form and is at risk of loss.
There seems to be a particular problem with a digital internet material. I remember once, several years ago, reading a friend's online news article which contained an embarrassing error. I called him up and told him, you have this wrong. He corrected it. And then I wanted to show this to a friend in the office. And by the time we walked down the hall, it was gone. It didn't exist anymore.
Right.
Things disappear on the internet.
That's exactly right, Robert. In the past, you used to be able to take that book and put it on a shelf, and you knew when you went back there, you could open the chapter, you could find the passage. That's not true in a digital world.
There are a lot of websites which are, this is what Mr. Jones's fourth grade class has to do for Monday. I mean, you can stumble across these things. Or this is what the youth orchestra of our county just performed. Well, at some level, somebody is interested in that.
Somebody
wants it for the family scrapbook. But the Library of Congress, a major research library, what do you do with all this stuff that's out there?
Well, you know, just like during the war when the photographic archive, the Farm Security Administration, photographs were taken across this country.
You mean during the Second World War?
Yes, but with many, many photographers participated in that. And they tried to really document America. And that collection is just what you described. We can't collect everything, but we can certainly take a snapshot in time to tell the story about what local life was like. So I envision that we will be, as we're building this digital library, that will be an avenue that we will try to capture things broadly so we have that snapshot.
And a lot of that nowadays is on the web.
That's exactly right. We will have people who go through and sample what's on the web so that we can create that kind of same archive.
So some of the most notorious original web material that's been disseminated has been out of Iraq. I mean, we've had every other week we've read about some decapitation that's available on some website.
Yes.
That's in Arabic. That's
right.
Happening. Is this a project that's global and involved in different languages, or are you focusing on the U.S. internet?
We collect in 450 languages, and yes, we are trying to capture that material. The war in Iraq and what's available on the internet under the subject of terrorism is very important to us, and we are collecting that.
Well, Laura Campbell, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Laura Campbell is Associate Librarian of Congress, and she's in charge of the National Digital Information Infrastructure and Preservation Program.